guard, right? No, she didn't come with cut off. I didn't think those cows should be on here. I guess they are. I don't know. 49, right where you.
And then I turned right by the swimming hole.
Yeah, they just roaming around and have them within.
They're always roaming around.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, trying to go to the tree.
Baby calf
bothering
his mama.
Yeah. But they can't pass that
they
next calf.
They always do that. They go down to the
creek and they turn where we always ride them and go to that creek and they make another little
door.
I saw a little baby calf and his mama.
You do?
Calf.
They are
cute. Oh, boys
never
seen cows and calves
up
really
is.
Close.
Mm.
That's a shame.
You should take him to
Simpson Junction. Oh, really? Do they have? Oh,
they have pets over there.
Come think of it. They have it at the Atlanta Zoo, but we haven't been out there since.
I know, and I had to go in there.
Small.
My mama wanted to get a picture of me with a cow.
And they went to.
Yeah, we went to Six Flags, and mama was going to get a picture of me with a cow. My little calf. Pam was scared half to death.
Oh, really?
I was clinging on to Sheila.
I don't blame you.
I'll go up here in that calf trail. They're friendly.
Well, now that would be far, would it? Six Flags over Georgia from where you live.
No, we go there about once a year.
That's what they're talking about.
We went.
They have a children's zoo with the Atlanta Zoo, too. That's, you can, it's within the big zoo, but this one you walk around in and you can pet the animals. Mm-hmm. And the little children enjoy that. They have a llama over there who eats your sweater. Watch out. Gobbling away on the brooms the last time we were out there.
Y'all go in the winter time?
To what? To Six Flags? No, because it's closed in the winter. It opens in the spring, about March. It opens on weekends for a month, and it's open all summer. And there's one day that Lockheed, my husband works for, has it reserved for all their employees. And we try to go that day because you don't have as long lines. But I tell you something, all of our friends have been going to Walt Disney World down in Orlando, and they say forget it for 2 or 3 years.
They said
there was
something.
A 2-hour wait for every ride, and it took them 3 days to see. There are only 15 attractions, and it took them 3 days to see everything.
That isn't worth it. Now, when we was in L.A., well, we went to Disneyland, you know, and we had no trouble. You can't even get food in there. They say you wait hours to get hot dogs over in Florida.
I know. We said forget that.
Yeah.
It'll taper off.
That's what they won't care. These children, but that they can't see that crowded.
Now, everybody we've talked to has said wait a couple of years till the new wears off.
I'm going to wait
a couple of years till Nathan's at least 3 so he can walk.
That's right.
I'm not going to carry a baby around all the way. On an ear of corn, the outside part that you take off ears of corn to get them ready to cook are the
husks.
There's a kind of corn that's served on the cob. Not a brand name, but you...
Boil corn, or you mean sweet corn?
Sweet corn. Is that the same thing as roasted ears? Have you ever heard it called roasted ears?
Yes, it's all the same thing. You just roast the ears, you know, in your...
Have you ever heard people call that kind of corn roasted
ears? Roasting ears. Back when I was a girl, all corn was called roasting ears, you know, the field corn especially. You know, you can speak of it as sweet corn or field corn. It was roasting ears. Go get a... Pull a mess of roasting ears.
Now, is field corn different
from sweet corn?
From sweet corn?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the sweet corn that's been left on.
No, sweet corn doesn't grow big. It's more or less a smaller corn, and the ears are smaller, and it's very much sweeter.
I see. So they wouldn't be the same.